If you have an opinion on that, you should let me know. And before that was Dizzy Rascal and Bonkers. I actually found a solution to my co-host problem. I'm having a friend come in to fill in for my other co-host. So we'll have a guest co-host in a few minutes. For now, here's CeeLo Green. Blue Foundation, Bonfires.
Good music.
Click radio.
I mean good music.
.org. Click radio.
Keeping it real.
.org.
Hello. I now have a co-host.
It's Jack with the White Minivan Club.
Jack, explain what the White Minivan Club is.
The White Minivan Club is for all of the high school students that are just way too badass to have a normal car. So we have minivans. And the color of all of these awesome minivans has to be white to be in our White Minivan Club.
Yes. It's actually really funny when we do go places because it'll be like two or three white minivans pulling out.
It's like everyone's like, oh shit, man, these guys mean business.
Although there's something a little creepy about me waiting for you guys at the mall, and all of a sudden this white minivan pulls up blasting like hard rock music, and you guys like throw me in the van.
Rob Zombie, I'm pretty sure.
Was it?
Yeah, Rob Zombie, Dracula. We speed up, park horribly, open the door, and scream at you to get in.
Yep. I definitely saw some people staring at me.
Some families were probably like, oh my god, I just got kidnapped.
Shuffling their kids away. Don't look at him, Timmy.
Timmer.
All right. So if you have a minivan, you should call in and join our White Minivan Club.
I suppose we can make exceptions if the color is
maybe
not white, but you're going to have to prove yourself.
Yes.
As we ask you a series of questions to determine your worth.
Are you worth joining the White Minivan Club despite your not whiteness? Yes.
It's a pretty exclusive group. It's pretty hard to get in. Even if you have a white minivan, it doesn't necessarily guarantee you into the club.
It's true. Your white minivan may not be ghetto enough. I'm pretty sure during like the months of like October to March, there is a requirement of like an inch of dirt to be on it.
Yes, at all times.
Yes. I just got a car wash.
Yeah, I get them, and like a week later, it's like the worst looking car in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It looks like we go like off-roading with them.
Yeah, especially because my like front bumper is falling off now.
Nice. I'm missing like half of my front license plate. So
half?
Yeah, like there's like two numbers that are just like ripped off.
How does that happen?
I don't know, man. I got attacked by a dog one night. I was booking it back and it kind of attacked me.
I have not heard this story.
I just made it up.
Oh. That would be why I haven't heard it.
I just walked outside one day. I was like, oh, my license plate is definitely missing two numbers. So another reason to not get pulled over.
Yeah, don't get pulled over. Yeah, my blinker is still not working, so I've gotten pulled over twice for that now.
Nice.
In Fort Collins. And I have gotten out of a ticket both times.
How so? What'd you do?
Just be like, You know, I actually didn't know, but I know we're having electrical problems, so I'll have it checked out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. You know, you just sweet talk them.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. All right, I think I have a song for you. I heard this one stuck in your head recently. I don't know.
I think this is going to be a surprise to me.
I don't know. You did show me it the other night.
The other night? Oh, no. I was going to tell you to play it.
Well, I read your mind. Here goes Stereo Love by Edward Maya and Vika Chikulina.
Something who cares? It's good.
It is. That was Edward Maya and Vika Chikulina. Stereo Love.
If you want to look it up, just go to YouTube and type, like, S-T-E-R, and it's, like, the first thing that pops up. It shouldn't be too hard.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's stuck in Jack's head. And now mine.
I'm sorry.
It has been for like 2 days now because of you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You wanted it.
It's true. I'm pretty sure I have the melody just like constant ringing in my head.
Yeah.
And Frankie says you sound like a homo over the mic.
Jeez, man. That was a little harsh.
Although you did tell me the other day that I sound like a douche.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. I'm sorry, but I don't know. They're just bad mics. We'll blame it on that.
Yeah, well, it's bad mics.
I can hear your voice right now. You are a sexy man, Jordan. You sound sexy.
You too, Jack.
Thank you. I already knew that, though.
So we'll be the douchey homo show.
No.
White minivan club.
much better.
Yes. Frankie. Yeah, it's just the mics. Or your ears.
Yeah, I've heard that recent studies about Ginger's ears, they make, like, everybody else, their voice sound bad so they can feel better about themselves.
Oh, I see.
Didn't you read that last time?
Yeah, it makes them almost...
They're almost able to hear what we really sound like.
Almost.
Almost.
And that's why this is such a great radio show.
It's true. Frankie almost came to the show.
Almost. And someone agrees with whoever Frankie is. Wow.
Wait, what, about me or Jordan? I will freaking murder you.
He's an Aussie.
He's a what?
He's an Aussie.
An Aussie.
Australian.
Douchebag. I do like Australia a lot, though. I've been to New Zealand, not Australia. I've wanted to for the longest time, though. If that helps at all.
No, Frankie. You should have figured.
When you say shoot the foo?
It's an inside joke with me and Frankie.
Shoot the foo.
Shoot the foo.
Okay.
It sounds like it's more like should have figured. It's kind of a very quickly
Wait.
Saying shut the blank up.
Shoot the foo and shut up faggot.
And what?
what did you even say? Doesn't it sound anything alike?
What?
I don't know.
It's kind of like shut the blank up all mushed together.
Shut the foo.
Shut up faggot.
You're changing the word.
Shut up faggot.
It was a shoot. I don't know. New topic.
New topic. Jack can't handle the mushing of words.
You definitely changed it like 3 times.
No, okay. I didn't.
Whatever.
Jack, are we gonna have to settle this with a minivan race?
Yeah.
And every time we go out under a yellow light, we're gonna be taking off an article of clothing.
Even though we're in different cars.
Yes.
And it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
I like that game.
Yeah. We call it Padiddle. Padiddle. Or you can actually say Jaeger Bomb, I found out.
Interesting.
Yeah. Apparently you're supposed to do it when you see a car with one headlight and a cop, but I figure there's too many dang cops and one headlights in Fort Collins.
Yeah.
That you should just stick to yellows.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Especially when you're coming out of Old Town, there's always cops.
I hate that.
Although I've figured out, because I've gone down College so many times now, like late at night, that I figure out where they hide. And I can speed to a certain point, slow down, then speed.
So, Frank, I would like to point out that Frankie agrees with me with your word. Your word is a shoulda foota, and not to listen to you as you change it around.
What? Frankie, yeah, if you weren't watching my back, I would come and punch you, but that's okay.
I got your back.
You're my Shenanimorph, buddy. If you don't know what Shenanimorph is, you should go to either me or Frankie's profile. You should probably just do mine, because
you
don't
want to see the ginger.
Yeah, you don't want to see his. And if you go to my pictures... I am one of the guys walking around town in a purple suit. It's true. I go to the Alley Cat regularly in a purple suit.
You should bombard the Poetry Slam with that purple suit on Friday.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
What could we have you do?
Poetry Slam. What could I do with the Poetry Slam in a full-body purple spandex suit? That includes my head, by the way. If you don't know what that is, go to morphsuits.com, I believe. And you too can get one if you want, but they're rather expensive. But if you do, you should let me know, because then you can join our Shenanimorph Club. And Jack is thinking intently.
I'm still trying to figure this out, what you can do. And my mic kind of, like, not my mic, my headphones freaked out, and it sounded like there was an earthquake. I got a little bit scared.
There's an earthquake in Jack's head right now. We won't question Jack's sanity at the moment. Oh my. Did you think of anything?
No, not yet. It'll come to me.
Okay, he'll think of something. And if you don't know what Poetry Slam is, it's an awesome thing that Jack will explain.
First Friday of every month at the Bean Cycle. It starts around 8 o'clock, and it is the coolest thing to do on the first Friday in Fort Collins. Go to the Bean Cycle. It's on College. It's like in between Starbucks and Bojo's. It shouldn't be all that hard to find, and you should really go. Everybody that performs is super awesome. And this Friday, I'm going to attempt to compete against all of the super pros, even though I kind of suck. And I have maybe a little surprise plan for certain somebody.
Ooh.
Maybe.
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 Or not. We'll see.
Wow, dead air. But yeah, you should come to the Bean Cycle on Friday, and you should listen to Jack's amazing
awesome poem.
Yes.
The one I will be reading, it's about a barracuda and fish.
You're doing that one?
Yeah, man.
Yes.
It's pretty awesome poem. If you want to learn more about it, you're just going to have to come. It'll be great.
Exactly.
I think we should play another song as I dwell on what we could have you do at this Poetry Slam, though.
All right. Well, I got a Justin Bieber request.
That's not happening unless this wants to be a single man white minivan show.
It took me a second to get that.
There are dumpsters out back.
There are. I don't know who quested Justin Bieber, but I think it's been vetoed, unfortunately, for you. I'm sorry.
Dishbag! Get off! You're not allowed to listen. You are clearly not cool enough to be listening to the White Minivan Club show. Douche.
Jack is very blunt and forward. It adds some flavor. But anyway, here's a song by Kid Cudi. Pursuit of Happiness, featuring MGMT and Rat-a-tat-tat.
Ooh.
Yes. Jack's still new at this, so if there's dead air, it's Jack's fault.
So, I need to leave soon, so I wanted to talk again before I have to leave.
The resistance is definitely starting, and that's...
.org. clickradio.org.